Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the big lie. And maybe I should call it the big lies, because I'm going to be talking about today at least 4 major lies that's been perpetrated upon Americans. And as a result of that, we have watched 1 year of devastation and destruction and the difficulties that we faced as a nation as a result of these big lies. Lie number one, as I said before the break, lie number one is that 2.2 million people are going to die in America because of COVID unless something is done. Lie number two was that we need to shut everything down so that we can flatten the curve. And it was just going to be 2 weeks, just 15 days, and then it'll all be over with. And everybody was urged to participate and to take part so that we could flatten that curve. But ladies and gentlemen, we still have thousands of churches that are closed. We have hundreds of thousands of businesses that have gone bankrupt. We've had about 200,000 deaths due to suicide because of the losses and the depression of the lockdown and no jobs and no income and financial and physical hopelessness. Multitudes have died as a result, by the way, of the schools being locked down. And I didn't know this until just the past couple of days. I knew that several school-age young people have committed suicide, but I didn't realize that in several of our major cities where the church schools have been closed down so long, that in one particular school that had 14 teenagers that had committed suicide out of hopelessness of just simply being shut down, not being in school, not being able to work with and talk with and have opportunity to speak to their fellow students and friends they had an opportunity to be with. Schools have been shut down in most of the cities across America for almost a year. The students have lost almost a year of academic training. And as one commentator on Early Morning News said today, you'll never make up that 1 year, and it'll only be years down the road, 5, 10, 15 years, before we realize the actual damage done to our students academically as a result of being shut down in the schools. And of course, it's the teachers' unions that's wanting to keep shut down, keeping it shut down, because the teachers' union wants to keep it shut down so that the parents will not be able to be in their jobs, having to stay home to keep the kids. As a result of that, it's part of the plan to put the Manchurian candidate, the Trojan horse, in office. And now they'll start backing off. They've already said now with some of the cities and the states, oh, I think we can start opening our schools up. But we're talking about the lies that's been perpetrated upon society in America. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you've got a question. Perhaps you disagree. Perhaps you'd like to put your 2 cents worth in. Dial that telephone number. That call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on this issue. Lie number three, ladies and gentlemen, is that everyone would have to wear a mask. Everyone would have to wear a mask. That we, by wearing a mask, we could stop this. Did you hear that? That if we'd all wear a mask, we could have herd immunity. If we could all wear a mask, we'd stop the spread of COVID-19. If we would all simply bow and bend and submit to the dictatorship of the mayors and the governors, that we would be able to get back to normal eventually. Now we have tyrant mayors and governors that are prosecuting and persecuting citizens and Christians who do not comply with the forced submission to the mask mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the mask mandate was perpetrated on stores and businesses, where today multitudes cannot go into a business, a professional business or a doctor's office or a store or anything of that nature without having to have a mask on. When, ladies and gentlemen, what the average citizen does not realize and perhaps does not know, that out of all of those thus far that have died, hear me, out of all of those that have died with COVID, 85% of them were mask wearers. Of the 85% mask wearers, 97% of those wore a mask all the time. That is the history, the facts of the mask. In fact, the mask does not stop the pathogen. COVID pathogen cannot be stopped by a mask. If you've got a box of masks on your shelf at home, look at the side of it. Most of the boxes will tell you that it does not prevent COVID-19 on the side of the box. Secondly, if the mask is worn more than 45 minutes to an hour, it can cause dizziness, it can start causing anemia, it can cause interruption of your thought processes and the reflexes just simply in driving an automobile. In a surgical center, in a hospital, in a surgery room, in an operating room, physicians are warned not to wear a mask, even the N95 mask, for more than about 45 minutes so that they can have alertness and sharpness of the mind with the proper oxygen going to the heart and the brain in order to function properly. The mask depletes and diminishes the oxygen level by up to 40%. OSHA website said back in September of last year that, and I don't know if it's been washed or not, but it said at that time, even the best mask, including the N95, is like putting a chain link fence on your face to keep the mosquitoes out or keeping the gnats out, I believe they said. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've been told a lie, and yet citizens have complied with it. Forced submission to the mask mandate, even businesses are being forced to lock down and to close and go bankrupt due to the mask mandate lie. Most citizens today, ladies and gentlemen, have been denied, listen, most citizens have been denied equal treatment, equal access under the law because some cannot go into a business if you don't wear a mask. If we refuse to submit to the mask mandate, we are shut out of society. In fact, I've said so often, perhaps you've heard on this broadcast before, it is the precursor to what is found in Revelation 13, where the Antichrist will put you in a position that you can't buy, sell, or trade, open your business, or do anything else without a mask or without some identification, which we'll talk about in a moment, will be the vaccination that ultimately, not this one necessarily, but ultimately, be the vaccination that will insert an infrared reader code under your skin that cannot be seen by the natural eye, which will be that mark that will have all of your history and your identification in it. We'll talk about that in a moment. That is the fourth major lie, and we'll talk about that and tie the whole thoughts together about this broadcast today, the big lie. Now, if you're concerned about it, if you believe the big lie, I'd love to hear from you. Why did you believe it? What in you caused you to submit to and surrender your right of liberty over your own body? What is it that caused you to surrender to the mandate to shut your business? What is it caused you to surrender to the mask mandate of wearing the mask? What is it that's now promoting you, promulgating the thought that you need to take a vaccination? Is it because the government says so? Is it because the white-jacketed empress say so? Is it because CNN, the Communist Network News, happens to say that that's what's needed? Ladies and gentlemen, the governors and the mayors continue today to renew their mask mandate and their lockdown orders with no control by our state legislators. This is the reason I'm going to be calling on our state senators in the state of Florida. I'll be calling on our representatives in the state of Florida to grow a backbone and to introduce legislation and pass the legislation that will put it in the position that for history future, a mayor and a governor, regardless of what mayor or governor may be in your county or in your city or the governor over the state of Florida, we will not always have Governor DeSantis. So we need legislation that will put it in a position that no future mayor, no future governor can have executive orders more than 30 days. If the executive order is needed more than 30 days, we need to have the legislature to consider a bill, debate the bill in the subcommittees, in the committees, on the Senate and the House floor, pass the bill, having it signed by a governor, and then it becomes law. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, we need to rebel and reject anything that's called mask mandate or vaccination mandate or lockdown mandate by continuing empty suit mayor that thinks that he has the authority to circumvent the legislative process. And what he says in his weak mind, or she, think that somehow, some way, they're simply little tin-horn dictators can make the determination on how we, the people, ought to respond. The thing that upsets me and is horrifying in my thought is that we, the people, have become we, the sheeple, that simply bend and bow at everything that a leftist, rhino, or socialist, Marxist governor or mayor might say, and it's being followed. Yet we know, ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier, some 85% of those that died with COVID were mask wearers some 97% of the time. Those are not my figures. Those are absolute factual data. Lie number four, we're talking about the big lie or the big lies. Lie number four is that the vaccination for COVID would free Americans to travel. If you just get vaccinated, everybody's looking forward to vaccination because Emperor Fauci and Birx and Tedros of the World Health Organization, and even with sleepy Joe Biden from the basement in his run for office, said that we needed to have the vaccination. Trump was not doing it right. And if he got into office, he could wave the magic wand and he could make the vaccinations happen, that we could vaccinate the majority of the populace in America. Then we would be free. As Dr. Fauci said, that we would be free to be able to travel. We'd be free to be able to go and not have to wear a mask, et cetera, because with enough vaccinations, we'd have herd immunity. And with herd immunity, enough people have been introduced to the pathogen, and they have become immune to it, and therefore it would open America back up. But ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute lie. Lie number four is that if you get vaccination, then Americans will be free to travel, move about, go back to life as normal. But rather than man being free, ladies and gentlemen, rather than it being freedom for America, we're now being told that even with the COVID vaccination, we will still need to wear a mask. We'll still need to limit our gatherings of a limited number of people, that we would still have to do things different than we've done it. And as Fauci has said now, that even with the vaccinations, that the dark winter that's before us, as Joe Biden has said, and the difficult days would still go through, Dr. Fauci says, go through 2022. But ladies and gentlemen, some miraculous things have taken place. I'm saying that in irony, of course. Here's an article that says Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says restaurants and bars need to be allowed to reopen as quickly as possible. The subtitle says the push comes amid an increase in private gatherings where COVID-19 mitigation protocols are not being followed at all. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said during a news conference Tuesday that she plans to speak with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on ways to roll back COVID-19 restrictions on restaurants and bars and lounges and reopen them as quickly as possible. She added that restaurants are highly regulated enough and that they would be one of the safest places to go or to visit if their restrictions could be lifted. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what happened? Is it some miraculous thing that's taken place in society? Have we cured COVID? Has COVID just simply disappeared? No! President Donald J. Trump is no longer in office. You can stop the masquerade. You can stop the charade. You can stop the pretense that everybody's going to die with COVID. All of a sudden, these Looney Tune leftist, Marxist, socialist, Democrat mayors are saying, now we can open things up. This article about Lori Lightfoot continues, if we have people and give them an outlet for entertainment in the restaurant space, in the bar space, we have much more of an opportunity, in my view, to be able to regulate and control the environment, Lightfoot said. Let's bring it out of the shadows. Let's allow them to have some recreation in restaurants and bars where we can actually work with the responsible owners and manage and regulate and protect people in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, does that speak volumes to you? Do you understand what I've just said? Do you understand where we have just come from? All of a sudden, now that Joe Biden has been sworn in, you can open things back up and you need to open them up quickly to give people freedom, she says. When she was one of the major advocates that was basically shouting ugly things at President Trump because he disagreed with her. Here's an article that says, Virginia Teachers Union insists students get vaccine before they reopen the schools. A Virginia Teachers Union says that students should not return to classroom until they receive the COVID-19 vaccine, a threshold that may be impossible to reach given the fact that FDA's current age restriction for available vaccines does not include students. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you have these governors, some of the governors now saying, let's open up quickly. Let's restore the freedom that has been stolen, taken, my words, not theirs, to the American citizens. Let the businesses open because, after all, we understand that we can protect and still have a restaurant. Still, in fact, they've not mentioned churches yet, but, of course, that will be on the horizon. But, ladies and gentlemen, rather than volunteer vaccination, all will be required to be vaccinated and receive a COVID pass or you'll not be able to travel. You'll not be allowed to enter buildings or go to school. You'll not be allowed to receive medical benefits. You'll not be allowed to have health care insurance. You'll not be allowed to buy, sell, or trade, open your business. You'll not be allowed to go into the hospital and have surgeries and medical treatments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, infinitum, unless you have the vaccine. That's the status that we're on the fast track toward today. So we've been told another big lie that the vaccination would cure everything. You'd be able to take the mask off. You'd be able to go where you want to, et cetera, et cetera. But now there's the force factor coming into play with the vaccination. But ladies and gentlemen, lie number five is that the PCR test, hear me, the PCR test, that's the test that's been used 99.9999% of the time in determining if you have COVID-19. Here's an article that says the PCR tests are total scams. World Health Organization has finally admitted it. And I've got two or three massive articles on that subject. I'll just read blurbs from a couple of them for the time's sake. In almost every article we have written since its inception, Free Press has highlighted and explained how everything associated with COVID-19 is a scam and a lie. You can check out COVID-19 news section in particular for confirmation of that. We also exposed how COVID-19 was used by the various governments around the world, particularly the governments of the EU and China, and the catalyst to help remove Donald Trump in America. Further, the article says, it therefore came as no surprise to us that on January the 20th, the day after Joe Biden's illegitimate inauguration, after his fraudulent election victory, the World Health Organization dropped a short but massive communique on their website. The World Health Organization now states that a positive result is not by itself an indication of any infection or anything that would prove COVID-19, and that the second test, along with the clinical diagnosis, is specifically required. And this article goes on to say, we predicted this would happen 3 weeks ago in the second part of our article about Anthony Fauci's long COVID concern. Here's another article that absolutely is what I am saying that we need to understand with the COVID lie number four, and that is the test that says that you've got COVID, the positive test, that on CNN, the Communist Network News, even on Fox News, even on MSNBC and all of the other news media, every day, up until January the 20th, every day, they would tell you how many new cases, they would tell you how many additional deaths, et cetera, et cetera. Have you noticed, ladies and gentlemen, that that is not taking place today? Have you noticed the silence with Communist Network News about the number of deaths and about the number of new cases, as they call it? The new so-called cases happen to be positive tests. Here's an article that says, now the World Health Organization admits its gold standard COVID test is totally unreliable, end quote. That's not my words, that's theirs. Published January the 21st, 2021. The World Health Organization has officially acknowledged that its gold standard used to diagnose COVID-19 has a high rate of false positives that make it totally unreliable for testing for COVID. Did you hear me? They're admitting now that the COVID test were a fraudulent test. They have used a fraudulent, fictitious lie perpetrated on America to keep Americans in fright and hysteria and willing to submit and surrender to the government orders of the Emperor Fauci and for our governors and mayors that are little wannabe ten-horn dictators that wanted to control the people. Further, this article says, where test results do not correspond with the clinical presentation, a new specimen should be taken according to the new guidance. The World Health Organization warns that most PCR tests are indicated as an aid for diagnosis, meaning that healthcare providers should consider at least seven other factors to confirm any positive COVID test. Further in the article, it says in August, New York Times examined PCR test data in three states and found up to 90%, listen, up to 90% of the people who tested positive carried barely any virus at all and therefore were not infectious at all, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said time and time and time again in the past year on this broadcast, if you've recently had a common cold, you would test positive for COVID-19 because COVID-19 is the 19th of the strains of COVID, starting with the common cold. And yet we've been lied to. And what is so frightening to me is that pastors and Christians and churches in general have bowed to the lie that we've been told. We've been fed a lie. And rather than believing God and having faith in God, we have feared. And yet the scripture says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I'm sorry, 2, 7, 1, chapter 1, verse 7, 2 Timothy 1, 7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And yet we have multitudes today that are going around hair on fire in hysteria, believing that somehow, some way, we should bow to what the government says. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now finding out that all of this has been the nation's biggest lies, and yet our government has lied and continues to lie to us all. Ladies and gentlemen, this pandemic has already been weaponized to overthrow the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, and usher in a total socialistic Marxism kind of government with what I call the Manchurian President, the Trojan Horse President, Joe Biden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, after the coup has been successful through fear and panic and hysteria from the Marxist media, we're now only now hearing and seeing the trickle out of the truth about COVID-19 and how we have been lied to and brought under the submission and subjection of the government by the illusion of safety and health. Yes, all of this has been done on the premise that if you just follow my instructions, government saying, if you do what I say do, I'm here to take care of you. I'm to protect you. I'm here to carry out your health and protect your health. Ladies and gentlemen, since Joe Biden has been elected, the narrative has totally changed. Here's an article that says COVID narrative shifts completely with Biden's inauguration. Article states in part, don't look now, but with President Trump out of the White House, establishment media and some governmental leaders are signaling the coronavirus pandemic has dramatically turned the corner for better. Already, WorldNet Daily reported the World Health Organization has officially acknowledged that the gold standard PCR test used to diagnose COVID-19 has a high rate of false positives and makes it totally unreliable, meaning the number of cases have been totally overstated on a global basis. On January the 19th, NPR ran the headline, as death rates accelerate, U.S. records 400,000 lives lost by coronavirus. But on January the 21st, now, ladies and gentlemen, that's 2 days later if you can't count, it was featured as a story titled, currently, deadly U.S. coronavirus surge has peaked and is turning downward, the researchers tell us. Ladies and gentlemen, it is clear, it is patently clear that we've been lied to. Here's an article that says CNN celebrates new sheriff in town by hypothetically deleting its COVID death ticker. This article says CNN has a new look this morning. What's different? Now that Donald Trump is no longer president, CNN has seen fit to deep six its macabre COVID-19 ticker, which formerly appeared on the right-hand side of your screen. The photo of the top of the page, which is the screenshot from the last September, shows the now defunct ticker tape. On the Fox News Channel program last night, Tucker Carlson offered up a plausible explanation for why the ticker has been dispensed with. Clearly, the reason was not that the graphic is no longer relevant, but that Joe Biden is now the new sheriff in town. It's Joe Biden's first day in office. You know what that means. CNN can finally take the COVID death ticker off the screen. CNN dutifully removed it this morning, COVID deaths. Settle down, America. It's just a bad flu season now that is before us. Joe Biden apparently agreed. He and his family were photographed in Washington last night without masks. But not a big deal, explained his flaky today. He was celebrating a historic day in our country. We have bigger things to worry about than COVID. Okay, makes sense. Okay, that was his press secretary that made that statement. But ladies and gentlemen, others, here's one. D.C. Mayor Bowser confirms indoor bar and restaurant service to resume 25% capacity as of January the 22nd. The move will allow D.C. residents to take advantage of sit-down restaurants and takeout offerings during the city's restaurant promotion week. Ladies and gentlemen, mayor after mayor after mayor out of the blue cities across America, now all of a sudden, COVID is not bad. You can wear a mask or you cannot wear a mask, but in most of the cases, it's you keep wearing the mask as we tell you, and we'll let you little sheeple go into the stores and buy things, go to the restaurants and have your lunch or your dinner there. We're going to be okay with that. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, as Biden became president, Medical Journal quietly retracted study that claimed that hydroxychloroquine is ineffective. Ladies and gentlemen, the other big lie was that during the Trump administration that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, was bad. It will destroy your lungs. It will destroy your heart. And in many states across America, the governors introduced and passed legislation by executive orders would not allow doctors to write a prescription for HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, which was had been proven to be effective to either stop or to discourage the onslaught of COVID-19. I believe we have a call on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment quickly.
It seems like one big lie after another big lie after another big lie have been perpetrated upon Americans over the past year, and all of them couched in such a fashion to give Biden or give any Democrat access to the White House. But the lies, the COVID was a big lie. The BLM stuff was a big lie. The Antifa stuff was a big lie. And, of course, now after, the, you know, of course, the Russia collusion was a big lie for four whole years. I think in the last 6 months they tried to revive it. But the reality is these are things that we will have to contend with over the next 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. And even the believer ought to be involved. Don't ever drop your obligation to share Christ in love, but also be involved in seeking the truth. Love the truth. Seek the truth.
Amen. Greg, thank you so much for that input. It is a wonderful conclusion to today's broadcast to understand that as believers, we ought to have the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God gives us insight through the work of the Holy Spirit to recognize the lie. Greg, thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.